Next up, we've got Miscellaneous Owl.
This reminds me a bit of a band called Zoloff, the Rock and Roll Destroyer, which I'm not sure if anybody's heard of except for me, but it's great driving power pop. I think the vocals are mostly too quiet, though, and there's tons of reverb, and I think maybe a lighter hand on that reverb because she's got a great voice. But yeah, I like the Mellotron. The lyrics are great. The vocal performance is great, too. I just think it needs some volume everywhere except in just a couple of places where it really comes to the front. So maybe some either automation or this compression thing that you tell me about occasionally that I still don't understand. But like that that line that goes, "Oh, sister, I'm trying to reach you." It's loud. It's good. And it's effective that it's, you know, comes out like that. But it shouldn't come out like that at the expense of the rest of the vocal performance, or at least not the rest, but a lot of the vocal performance is kind of in the background too much, I thought.
Yeah, and but it pops out of the mix.
Yeah, but it's still a great song. Still voting for it. But yeah, that's kind of like the only complaint I had.
I really enjoyed reading the lyrics, and I'm glad that she posted them because I wouldn't have caught like half of the references. Like, I wouldn't have caught any of them. So it's cool that she posted the lyrics and, you know, certain words and phrases had links to Wikipedia articles so you could figure out why they were there, which I thought was really cool. So she put a lot of effort into the lyrics. Like, this whole theme of the protagonist being stuck in, like, a larval phase of her development while her sister is, like, metamorphosized into a cooler, more socially accepted form than her. I thought that was really cool. I like the lo-fi production and the fuzzy guitars and the vocal melodies and style kind of reminded me of like 90s Olympia Riot Girl music, which I like Heavens to Betsy or Slater Kinney or something. It's pretty cool. My complaint was is that certain parts of the vocal did pop out, like you mentioned, but there's also some low-end mud that make it even harder to make out the lyrics. And the kick drum is like sort of slappy sounding, and it also pops weirdly out of the mix. And I think you could have tamed some of those negatives while still keeping the raw lo-fi sound, but those are pretty minor complaints for a pretty good song.
I love this song. If I had to pick only one to vote for, I would probably assign it to this one. I thought it was great fun. It's a mess production-wise. A lot of the stuff is muddy, cavernous, you know, at times. But I wrote down that it's, you know, it's like sludgy caramel, you know. It made me think of like Liz Phair singing with L7. I hate to do the comparison, but that's one of the things that came up. And I thought it was great. It had hooky moments, a hooky progression and melody. I would have loved to hear that bridge section. That's when it really gets lost, I think, as far as everything's going on at the same time into this that kind of general boominess. I'd love to hear some sparkle there, like trickling down sparkle, you know, the bright and airy and heady and spacey, and then here comes that verse again, like it's just a slab of meat hit the floor, you know, came with that heaviness again. But those voices were stacked, like Voice of the Beehive or something, you know, these sweet, tighten it up. It was great. It had a great swing and a swagger, you know, some grunginess, but there was melodies that were delicious and tasty that kind of came and went. It was nuggets of tastefulness, you know. I really dug that song. I thought it was great fun. I like the overall vibe. When it was put together, it just, you know, it feels kind of real, you know, warts and all type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.